This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Seamus, Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hello.
Hola. Jordan, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay. Kind of sound that way, to be honest with you, Jordan.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right. What are you drinking there, Jordan? Men's Room IPA?
Well, I had some the other day, but mostly whiskey.
Mostly whiskey. You got whiskey mouth going on right now.
Yeah, that kind of goes that way, right?
All right. Jordan, you're going to get busted for one. Is it going to be cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark?
No, man, I'm fighting that shark. I don't think anybody really wants to catch that game.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, even with bestiality, in theory, you'd get out of jail, but everybody would know you had sex with an animal.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Yeah. No.
It's kind of hard to get a job. Like, you know, you're pretty qualified, but I think I remember you from that bestiality police report.
Yeah, well, no.
And this is a zoo, sir, so we're going to have to turn you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. What pirate's treasure is at the center of the kids' search in the movie The...
Men's Room Colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Whiskey.
Sucker. Mother... And... Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
In my defense, I said shoot.
Yeah. All right, all right.
We weren't sure.
It's tough with the whiskey mouth.
Yeah, exactly. You're mumbling so much, man. We don't know.
You're like one step away from Charlie Brown's parents.
Copy that. The Goonies. I don't recall. I don't know.
Remember?
Blackbeard?
I would say Blackbeard.
One-Eyed Willie, guys.
Oh, One-Eyed Willie. That's
right. One-Eyed Willie.
One-Eyed Willie. Yeah.
The Goonies does not hold... me, like people love that movie.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Like, it was fine when I saw it. I don't think it's great.
Everyone from Oregon loved it.
Well, of course, because they filmed it.
Right, I could fathom that. I'm just saying, I know people that are obsessed with that movie.
It's weird. Like, it was okay. You
know? That's one of those, I'd suck it up and go see The House with her, but I don't care.
I guess. It's like, it looks like The House in the movie. Cool. All right, your question.
We'll go look at the Goonies' house, honey.
What former New York Yankee was nicknamed Mr. October?
Was that Babe Ruth?
Yeah. Reggie Jackson.
Dang it.
All right, Jordan. What is pencil lead typically made from?
Graphite.
Oh. Not that one, is it?
God, he said that. Like,
very astute.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're sober.
Graphite. Yes,
well, of course.
Dummy.
Damn. Even when you said, what are you drinking, a Men's Room IPA? I'm like, that is not beer. Mm-hmm.
You never know.
We drink enough. I'm like, that is the sound of hard alcohol. That is not the sound of beer.
To his credit.
Beer, you're a little more of beer, man. You know, you're easy to understand, but you're loud.
I mean, he's home. He's not going anywhere, but he was relatively mentally there.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah. Just the mouth doesn't, and the brain don't connect very well.
Yeah.
He pressed the accelerator, takes the car a second to get going. Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, hello, gentlemen.
Hola. Dylan, are you sober or not sober?
I'm working right now. It's sober.
All right, Dylan, welcome to Big Dummy.
By the way, YouTuber just texted, I work with that guy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Dylan, you're going to get busted for one. Are you taking cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark?
I'm taking the shark. Screw that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think most people are taking the shark.
I mean, even sharks are like, yeah, dude, let us attack you. Everything else is a bad look.
Do you think I could explain it away?
Somebody named Jeffrey on the line.
Yeah, could I explain away eating human if I was like, well, they're already dead? It was like...
Does that make it better?
I'm just saying, if I had to pick one of the three...
I'd roll cannibalism.
Like the plane crash with the soccer team?
Yeah.
Yeah,
rugby,
yeah.
Rugby. Yeah. I'm going cannibalism because even if it's not... Like I said, you're still going to jail, but everyone's terrified of it.
Yeah.
Like, Hannibal Lecter was only scary because he was a cannibal. Otherwise, you're like, look at this old man. I'm not worried about him. Like, dude, he eats people. And you're kind of like, I'm going to go ahead and keep my distance.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. By the way, Justin, who called in earlier, he's also on YouTube. He says, hey, sorry for dropping the S-bomb on you guys after the one and done about the Ark of the Covenant. Genuine shock on my part. My bad.
Yeah, we get it, dude.
Yeah, Ted even said that. He's like, you can't get mad.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you. Yeah. I get it. You were shocked.
Genuinely shocked. All right, Dylan, here is your question. It's multiple choice. What do you suffer from if you have podobromhidrosis? Podobromhidrosis. Is it bad breath, smelly armpits, smelly feet, or bad acne?
I'm going to go with breath.
I'm going to go with acne.
Smelly feet.
Oh. Smelly feet. Mm-hmm. Like athlete's foot?
Podobromhidrosis. Athlete's foot is a condition. I don't know if it
makes sense. I've really had smelly feet in my adult life.
No, it's when you're a kid, man.
I wonder why that is.
I think it's just the way hormones adjust, right? Yeah. Because kids pit out, they get zits, they take off the shoes, and you're like, my God, man. And then something happens when you're an adult where it's... And look, man, my kid showers every single day, and you're still like, put your shoes outside. Like, let's just go ahead and do that. All right, your question. Java and Sumatra, they're islands belonging to what country?
Okay, one more time for me.
Java and Sumatra are islands belonging to what country?
I'm just going to guess New Zealand.
Come on, if I know.
Java and Sumatra.
Saudi Arabia?
Indonesia.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I was way off.
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right, your question. Brown versus the Board of Education brought an end to what in public schools?
Forget what it's called. Ooh, it's that curriculum, right?
What's that?
Yeah, or this here. Brown versus what?
The Board of Education.
Board of Education. No, I'm just going to guess segregation.
You got it.
There you go.
You are correct.
Good guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just
they're letting women in.
We should just know that.
Right. Right.
Yeah, absolutely should.
Davis McDummy, 206-803.
It was a massive landmark case.
It was a big, yeah. And the proliferation of private schools right after that. But, okay. Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Montgomery!
Hola.
Corey, you sober or not sober?
Team sober.
All right, Corey, welcome to Big Dummy.
Team sober.
You're going to get busted for what? Are you taking cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark?
Yeah, shark attack.
Shark attack for Corey. Awesome.
Actually, I'm very happy that everyone's picking that. Like, okay, good.
We kind of set it up that way.
Yeah, the first person is like, bestiality. Like, that's a problem to me.
People are excited to see if they know you've been attacked by a shark and live.
You know, that's true.
But the other end of it is you could be dead.
You could be, but you're right. Survive the shark attack, you become popular at the bar. Mm-hmm. Any of the other three, not popular at the bar.
Let me see your dog.
Right.
No one says that.
Now I got to take him home. All right, your question. Now, the northern lights are the Aurora Borealis. What are the southern lights called?
Aurora Sorialis.
Assasaurus.
Aurora Australis.
Australis.
Aurora Australis. All right, Corey, what is the capital of Missouri?
Oh, man. The only city I know there is Kansas City.
That's your guess?
Yeah.
Is it Jefferson City?
It is, in fact, Jefferson City.
Jefferson.
Speaking of the Jeffersons, according to the theme song to the Jeffersons, what don't fry in the kitchen?
Fish.
Boom.
Got it. Beans don't burn on the grill.
Took a whole lot of turi in. Just get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Ain't no turning back.
As long as we here, you and me, baby.
No, think as long as we live him, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up. Come on, Ted. To the top.
Deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yeah, you got me.
Deluxe apartment.
Deluxe apartment.
Deluxe.
That was when it was sky. Deluxe.
Yeah,
not deluxe. It was deluxe.
It's deluxe. Deluxe.
Oh, hey.
Well, cut them a little slack because they're terrain.
Yeah, him. They used to call to that with the cars, too. Like, you'd have a whatever, deluxe.
Yeah, the deluxe.
They would never say deluxe.
God, when I was a kid, I just thought that was the funniest show on TV.
Oh, it's great.
I don't think I understand half the jokes. He was just so funny.
All right, and this is the truth. They was Sherman Hemsley. He was the actor that played George Jefferson. Do you know his favorite genre of music?
Country?
Weirder than that, as far as how you perceive George Jefferson, prog rock.
Hmm. Oh,
and I, all right. And I want to say,
he was into psychedelics.
probably, but I want to say, I don't know if like he worked with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer or something, but he had some contact with them. So George Jefferson, huge, liked Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I mean, like a massive, massive
fan. If I was talking to that dude and he started talking about that, I would think it was a joke.
Yeah, I absolutely would think he's joking. Hey, Weezy.
You said MC5. Did you mean Jackson 5?
I meant MC. Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Dylan, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Dylan. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You taking being attacked by a shark?
Yeah, I'm shark food.
Okay.
He's cutting to the quick.
Yeah. You know, over on X or Twitter, we there's a couple votes for other stuff.
That's really.
I mean, sharks dominating, but
we'll get that result next week.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. What's going on in the Twitterverse? All right. Your question, what country was known as Persia until 1935?
Big fan of the show, guys. It was Iran.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, before we let you go, big fan, which we appreciate, one and done question for you. True or false? True or false, the best-selling song in French history is The Chicken Dance.
True.
It's not. However, it is It is the second best-selling song in French history.
What's number one?
I can't remember. Like, I think it's actually a French Christmas song. I think it's number one. But Chicken Dance in French history.
People love the polka.
I would have said maybe something by Johnny Miller. Johnny Miller?
Glenn Miller?
No, who's the legendary Maryland broadcaster? Does all the sports.
Was
Johnny, whatever. So my buddy, he's married to a woman, a French woman from Lyon.
Okay.
And I was like, oh yeah, we got to listen to the Maryland game. And then we had on, God, I can't even say it right now, Johnny whoever. But it's also a famous, famous French singer.
They're not the same person. They have
they're
the
not
same
the same
name.
Person. They all just right. have the same exact name. Johnny Holiday.
Johnny Holiday. Yeah. That is a Vegas name.
Yeah, apparently it's some famous jazz singer in France.
Yeah, but it sounds like a guy you see at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, with finger guns.
All week long, Johnny Holiday.
Yeah, that's right.
Johnny Holiday's goddamn hero in the South.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and bartenders.
Hello, Harrison. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Harrison, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay, you're going to be able to make it to the match? Be able to watch that thing tonight?
No, I can't afford that. You kidding me?
Okay, all right, Harrison, you get busted for one. Cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark?
The shark.
Shark attack. All
right. There's not a whole lot of times that in a multiple choice situation, being attacked by a shark is your number one pick. Mm-hmm. We found a way to circumvent that. All right, here is your question. What island was the scene of a nuclear accident back in 1979?
Atoll?
Up 3 Mile Island.
3 Mile Island, yes. Is that what, New Jersey or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? Okay.
Close to Philly.
All right, your question. What animal is Indiana Jones afraid of?
Snakes.
There you go.
That and redheads.
Mm-hmm. Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rod. Big
Dummy! Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, guys.
Hola.
Dave, you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Dave, welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to get busted for one. Cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or you could be attacked by a shark.
Oh, I'm definitely taking the shark.
Got the shark attack out of it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I picked this.
We were coming up with the poll earlier. Miles had the first three, then it's like, man, we just need a fourth one. So we thought about it, and we're like, let's take the opposite tactic. Exactly. You're not getting arrested. You're
going to be mauled really
by
happen.
A freaking shark in the water.
And we also fighting a chimpanzee.
Yeah, fighting a chimpanzee, but that's, man, I'd take cannibalism over that.
I'd take a shark attack.
I would take a shark over a chimp. Seriously, I really would.
He's going to rip a chunk off.
Agreed.
Because with a shark, it's not personal. With a chimp, and the first thing chimps try to do is rip your genitalia off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's already a no-go for me. Like, that's a non-starter, mm-hmm. buddy.
I'm going to need this.
Yeah, I'm going to need this. Damn. Throw it over his shoulder. While maintaining eye contact.
I'm going to grab onto his then first.
Dad, man, I feel like he gets worse for it.
Just squeeze. Hey, you're not wrong. Fight fire with fire.
I'm just picturing both of you guys rolling on the ground, both of you holding each other's genitals. Miles is fighting, man. That chip is screaming.
What you gonna do now?
Better hope it's not a female chimp. Like, ah, crap.
Yeah. That is just bestiality.
Yeah, now it's just weird.
He didn't want to it. He grabbed a word.
All right, your question. How many rooms are there in a standard game of Clue? How many rooms?
Never played the game, so I'm just going to guess 10.
You never play Clue ever?
Is it five?
Five?
Never.
Six.
Nine.
Oh.
There's the ballroom, the billiard room, the conservatory.
Library.
The dining room, the hall, the kitchen, the library, the lounge, and the study. I'm guessing this house is not in the ghetto.
No.
You'd be like, well, we got the living room and the shared bedroom.
Oh, the trailer version.
Yeah. Oh, it took place next to the toilet.
Kitchen, living room, bedroom.
Driver's seat.
Right. Standing shower. That's also your thing, right? Also the bathroom floor.
Outdoor shed.
Yeah.
See if we can do that. Clue, trailer style. If you can't figure out where the murder happened, you're stupid.
Did Tammy attack him with a chainsaw?
There you go.
An axe.
It's the weapon. A hot iron skillet. Or did she simply burn him with her cigarette?
Hot Crisco?
All right, your question. Marie Curie and Linus Pauling both won what award twice? Marie Curie and Linus Pauling.
Oh, I can't think of the name of the award.
That's the part we need, man.
Yeah.
I don't let you think about it for a minute, because if I say it out loud, you're just going to beat yourself.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of the Big Bang Theory, because they talk about Madame Curie. And
I mean, that's a good clue.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be one of the two main ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Pulitzer Prize. I know that's not it.
So it's Nobel?
Nobel.
Yeah.
Peace Nobel. Prize?
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Peace Prize?
I mean, no, she worked with, like, chemistry, I believe.
Oh.
Really, right?
But, actually, she worked with, like, well, as she found out, she was working with radiation.
Yeah.
You know how she found out?
Because
she died young.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't know what you don't know. So she's like, hey, man, look at these things we've discovered and all that. And you realize, like, oh, this is dangerous. All right, your question. Kalium is the Latin name for which element? Kalium. K-A-L-I-U-M.
Calcium?
Potassium. So think of special K. And it tastes loaded with potassium. It's called special K because the Latin name was kalium.
Oh, kalium with a K.
Who didn't know that?
I figured it was in C.
But
I only know
it's... What do they say, special P? They're probably like, look, bro, we can't call it special P and then think people are going to eat this.
That's just one of those ones that's so odd. I just remembered it as a kid.
That's why I remember
it. Yeah.
All right. What is PB?
Lead.
Yeah. Lead.
For plumbum, which is Latin for...
Plumbum.
For a pink, or no, a purple butt.
I'm plumbum mad beer.
All right, your question. In what movie is the Okinawan sword maker Hattori Hanzo a character?
Kill Bill.
All right, very good. A lot of Okinawan talk today.
It's Okinawan Day on the Men's Room. You didn't know that?
Yeah.
I was going to wait for Mike to ask me what day it was.
You didn't hear the you didn't hear that on the program? Guess what tomorrow is on the program? Any idea?
No.
Kevin Harvick Day.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, nice.
We're having Kevin Harvick on tomorrow with TV Time with Ted, believe it or not.
Excellent. I love that new show he's got with Will Buxton.
Speed, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Apparently, he's won some races in his day.
He's also a legendary race. Oh, that's our driver.
Kevin Harvick Day. More Big Tummy coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Some of the more unique foods at the World Cup Stadium's coming up with the head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Vichona.
Hola. Hola.
Alex, are you sober or not sober?
I am painfully sober.
Okay.
And let me just say, as a full-fledged Gen Xer, I don't understand the shade on the Goonies, guys. Come on now.
Look, it's not that, all right? Listen, the Goonies was fine. Some people would even say it's good, but Ted's point was people are so obsessively weird about it. Like,
they're
it was obsessive. Fine.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like groundbreaking like Star Wars. It wasn't something new like Jurassic Park. It was just kind of a cool kid's movie.
No one goes to the Ferris Bueller glass home in the woods outside of Chicago.
Yeah. Just saying.
Well, I get that, but I mean, when we went to Oregon, all I wanted to see was the Goonie Rocks. You know what I mean? In the water. Like, that made my day.
They were kind of more popular being known as Cannon Beach.
I like Goonie Rock.
Haystack Rock before they took that and filmed it. That's like saying big statue there in New York thing, you know, the green one holding the torch.
Green lady. You know, She-Hulk.
Right.
I do want to see that rock just because it's natural beauty. And again, I'm
nothing
a girl.
Nothing to do with the Goonies.
Right, nothing bad against the Goonies. Like, I saw it, like, cool. But, like, people are obsessed with it. It's like their whole personality. Like, I'm a Goonies fan.
Yeah, although I do like...
I definitely knew the answer for One-Eyed Willie. So, I mean, you know, it's a movie from my generation. Yeah. That's all.
Well, he went on to do it. He had a great career in porn.
I also like the name Goonie Rock, Oregon. I think they should change the name.
Alex, so you're going to get busted for one in our men's room poll. You're taking cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or will you be attacked by a shark?
Okay, I'm terrified of sharks. Like, that is the one animal I am absolutely terrified of, but I would rather be bitten by a shark than any of that other stuff.
Okay, that is the right answer. I'm scared of sharks myself if their goal is to attack me. Although, I think my father had the best line. Everyone's talking about sharks, whatever. My dad's like, I'm not scared of them. We're like, you're not scared of sharks. He's like, can they walk? He's like, you got to go there.
Not going in the water,
he's like, how is that an issue? If you can't walk, it's not a problem.
Right.
All right. Here is your question.
Yes, sir.
What type of monster was Medusa?
Oh, Greek with the snakes on her head.
The lady. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, she had the snakes on her head, and one look, she would turn you into a statue, but I don't know, like, the genealogical or whatever,
Yeah, I don't either. Well, genealogically speaking, she's a Gorgon.
A Gorgon.
And she didn't turn you into a statue. You turned into stone. You kind of, you know, make glass half full. Oh, no. You're a statue.
Did Medusa freak you out growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a hot chick with big boobs, but...
Right, but all those snakes
on her head.
Well, here's the thing. They kept saying she was a hot chick. And we grew up with, like, those bad Sinbad movies.
Yeah.
She wasn't hot. I'm like, you're telling me not to look at her? That's not a problem, man. She was ugly.
Statues are made out of stone, no?
Yeah.
I assumed, I'm with Miles. I thought she was always hot.
She's supposed to be hot. I'm saying in the movies, I'm like, that. We have different ideas of hot.
Yeah.
All right. But wait, she had to look at you, though, right? Like, you could look at her. If you're, like, looking at her ass, like, damn, look at Medusa's ass. I think you're fine. If she turned around and busted you, then you turned to stone.
Yeah, when she looked into your eyes.
You know what that means? It means she didn't have big boobs. Because typically, my eyes are up here.
Yeah.
So if she had, like, you know, 38 double Ds, no one ever looked her in the eye. That's a small detail. All right.
I just saying that a few times. Go ahead.
Your question, a fruit machine is a nickname for what? A fruit machine.
What's up, fruit machine?
Hello.
A blender?
A juicer?
A slot machine.
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, because back in the day, it used to land on fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cherries, all that stuff.
Cherries were the big
ones. Bananas or cherries, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that this weekend.
What?
Just going to call somebody a fruit machine.
And see what they do?
Yeah.
Ted got punched this weekend. All right, your question. Ringo Starr narrated the original episodes for which children's TV show?
Oh. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
You're too busy watching Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so,
down there in Goonie Rock, Oregon.
I know it's not Sesame Street or like the Electric Company or anything. Can you give me like a time frame?
Man, honestly, I can't because I aged out of it before this show ever became popular. But I'm guessing, was it 80s?
Yeah, it's definitely in the 80s. And he was always trying.
Right.
Okay, I know this is wrong, but I'm just going to say Fraggle Rock.
Thomas Tank Engine.
Thomas Tank Engine. All right. Yeah.
I was like, Inspector Gadget?
Now, if you look at Thomas, he wears Skechers. That was one of the things that gives it away.
Question 4, Alex.
And he plays drums.
Yeah, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 4 for you. Ibiza is a part of what country?
Ibiza?
Yes.
Ibiza, oh, I've never been there.
Me neither.
I want to say, this is probably wrong, and I took a geography Spain.
Yeah, no, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
Ibiza,
that's part the party area down there, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Hello, Eddie. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on, boys?
Eddie, sober or not sober?
Freshly baked.
Freshly baked, Eddie.
All right. I don't know, Eddie, what was that robot sound in the beginning? Oh, he's playing a mouth harp.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
Hughes harp, yeah.
What's his name?
This one's Steve.
Oh,
cool.
Eddie, you're going to get busted for one. Are you taking cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark?
Now, Steve, you changed my mind because I've always thought if we get itchy about giving steroids and things to animals that we eat, who do you know eats a good enough diet you'd want to eat some of that? It's kind of an awkward, you know, displacement of proteins. But the whole argument of going to jail and people probably not messing with you kind of pushes me the other direction now.
You're going cannibal?
I would go cannibal, but, you know, I mean, you just, I don't want to risk the life or death with the shark, personally. That's just, you know, I'm a sissy, I guess. I'll eat people, right?
I don't think you're a sissy if you don't want to be attacked by a shark. I think that's actually a very healthy outlook to have in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't try to fight that. I think you stay with that. Don't fight
I've taken
sharks.
Care of patients with shark bites and bear attacks and stuff. So
for real? What's the worst shark attack you've seen as far as a patient you had to treat?
Lost in her entire left leg and a chunk of her abdomen ended up with a lot of internal organ issues.
Where was this?
This was in, she was actually shipped in from California. I took care of her not immediately after she was attacked, but a couple days later, because her family was here, I was in Arizona where I used to work. And so they drove her in when they got her stable enough to Arizona where she continued to recover.
Okay.
That'd be wild if there was a shark attack in Arizona.
Yeah, but what did you do wrong?
Yeah, it was in San Diego.
Plus, if there's a shark specialist, you know they're in Phoenix.
I mean, that's the best place to go.
It's like the shrimp in Indy.
So I always order sushi in Kansas City. I'm like, this has to be fresh. All right. Your question, which of the five oceans contains the spot where 0 degrees longitude meets 0 degrees latitude?
Zero longitude. Oh, man. Pacific?
Atlantic.
Atlantic, yeah.
The Atlantic. I figured Pacific's the biggest.
What is that called? That's called something. That line.
What, 0 degrees longitude, 0 degrees latitude?
It is.
I mean, would that be like where the aquarium, the equator, and what the prime meridian meet or something?
Yeah. Man, I used to know that.
But there is an actual.
Two zeros, does it like cancel us out even further if it's two zeros?
I don't know.
Yeah, it can be lamer than that. You're double nothing. Zero. Yeah.
The place of nothing.
Yeah, the place of nothing. All right, your question. What color is the quote unquote ring of death that signifies that your Xbox 360 is broken forever?
I don't know. My kids played it, but orange.
Blue?
Red.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like that's the universal color of bad
news.
That
would be the obvious one.
Yeah. My question is, how can it give you the ring of death to let you know that it's dead?
Right.
Like, you can't be that dead.
If signaling is complete defeat, then it shouldn't have a signal.
That's what I'm saying. It should just not work. Right. Maybe like getting a phone call from someone who's like, hey, man, I can't come in. I'm dead. I'm just not going to believe you. All right.
We're done.
A question. A nonagon is an object with how many sides?
Nomagon.
Nanogon.
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 19?
Yeah, 10.
9.
9.
A decagon has 10. Nonagon has 9. Question 4.
9.
Question number 4. What is a dried plum?
A dry what?
Plum.
That would be a fig.
A date.
Oh, see?
A prune.
A prune.
Right,
none of us were right.
Yeah. Prune, okay.
5.
Question number 5. Who said, quote, Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
That'd be RFK's uncle, John.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
I also would have accepted JFK.
Game is a big dummy 206-803 round.
That most people know him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Not the uncle of.
Hello, Pamson. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores, gentlemen.
Liquor and whores.
Pamson, sober or not sober?
Not sober for now.
Okay. How do you spell your name?
It's with a T. T-A-M-S-E-N.
Pamson. All right,
Tamson.
I thought you said Pamson.
Okay, I could tell how... No, it's okay, Ted. I know you had trouble. It's all good.
It's like Tamson and Delilah.
Wow. It's her last video.
Taking shots from Tamson.
Pamson. I go, that's what she said. That's how she spelled it.
I just want to make sure I was reading it right.
Tamson, you're going to get busted for what? Are you taking cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark?
Well, if you don't mind, I've got actually the quickest story to answer this, and it has to do with my name. Have you gentlemen heard of the Donner Party?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. They ate each other in Oregon.
Well, for some godforsaken reason, my mom was reading a book about the Donner Party when she was pregnant with me. And the wife of the leader of the party, George Donner, her name was Tamson Donner. And that's where I get my name from.
Your mother named you.
Cannibalism.
You got to go cannibalism. Sweet.
That's how you got your name.
Look, it's right. It's a family lineage.
I mean, look, man, even if that's true, if I'm your parent, I'm just not sharing that with you.
Oh, no, it's carried me my whole life. People ask, you know, what's your name from? Where'd you get your name? And my story always starts with what I did just now. Well, have you heard of the Donner Party?
Great.
And I get weird looks for that all the time.
Your mother should get the weird looks. Now, my question is, so Tamson was the wife of the leader of the party, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Correct, yeah. And she was pretty famous for, like, staying behind, taking care of the children, making sure everyone got rescued.
Was she one of the cannibals?
No, it sounds to me like she was one of the cooks.
Well, she supposedly was never resorted to cannibalism,
but she cooked them food.
Get murdered at the end, so that's not the best either.
Yeah, I mean, look, if a cop says, "You know why I pulled you over?" There's a good chance I'm going to say, "I don't know."
Tell me back then the dad cooked the food. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think she's cooking it. She might not eat it, but she's making it.
Technically, in a wagon party, you'd have one guy that cooks.
All right,
that is true.
Okay. Cookie.
All right,
or Tamson. We'll never know.
Famous Catholics as well.
Okay. Sorry, the church is proud of that.
They taught us that in grade school.
Really?
It was a Catholic grade school, yeah.
Oh, wow. And they were Catholic. Cool. All right. Here is your question, Cannibal. What football team plays at Empower Field? Empower Field.
Going to be honest with you, I don't even have the slightest guess. Let's say the Chargers.
Denver?
Denver.
It is Denver.
I mean, it's tough now with these corporate sponsors.
That's why I asked it.
Yeah.
Because when I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's where they play.
It used to be like Candlestick, Three Rivers.
Mm-hmm. Even Heinz Field was more memorable than what it is now. Like
Acature? Acature? I think it's Acature.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Put the Heinz bottle back up.
Yeah, seriously.
Maybe we should revolt. Just refuse to use the corporate sponsor name.
I mean, even Dallas. That's Jerry Stadium. And it's like AT&T Stadium. Like, no, it's
Everybody calls it Jerry's World.
I know. That's the whole thing. What are we calling, Lumen Field? No, Seattle Stadium.
Yeah, Seattle Stadium.
See, I refuse to say, because I'm like, look, FIFA, I know they don't want sponsors and all that, but like, but you're not playing in Seattle Stadium. You're playing at Lumen Field. You can call it Chuck if you want, but guess what? You're still playing at Lumen Field. Call it anything you want. That's where they're at.
It took me a while to just even shake CenturyLink.
That was a hard one to drop.
3 or 4 years still saying that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just feel like some of those corporate sponsors, like Denver, I just kind of pulled that one out. But like,
you did pull that one out of your ass. Cause...
I guess I do know them. Tennessee's what, Nissan?
Yes, I believe that's
I don't know.
Yeah. How about Houston?
NRG?
NRG, yeah.
Energy?
Jacksonville. Well, I have no idea in Jacksonville.
I don't think they have one.
Hooters.
Yeah, right. Well, in the Hooters Stadium.
Jacksonville. Bob's Field.
Isn't Jacksonville Hard Rock?
I thought that was Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Don't give Jack. Look, bro, if you got to go to Florida, pick Miami over Jacksonville.
That is kind of funny. What is their sponsor?
I have no idea. All right, Tamson, stop talking for a second. All right, your question. What do the letters RX stand for to a pharmacist?
Prescription.
You got it.
Well done.
Oh, nice they job. Play at Everbank Stadium.
Everbank.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
I am currently drinking a Men's Room Lager.
All right. That is a good beer, man.
I like it.
Where did you find that?
I like it. I'm glad, Shelton Beer and Wine. I'm glad it doesn't say limited anymore.
Okay.
Thank you, Shelton Beer and Wine.
Shelton Beer and Wine. All right.
All right, Dwayne, you're going to get busted for one. Cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark.
I'm fighting that shark, buddy.
Fighting the shark. Okay.
Yeah. Can't bring myself to the rest of it.
Yeah, I know. We get it.
All right, Dwayne, here's your question. Chris Cornell sang the theme song to which James Bond film?
Live Another Day.
I think it was Die Another Day and not Live Another Day.
Yeah, Another Day. Yeah.
But the movie was Casino Royale.
Oh.
I think that's the first one with Daniel Craig, right?
Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, you want to hear something funny real quick?
Sure.
You guys taught me something today.
I've never heard that
You're talking about the Jeffersons?
Yeah.
And that theme song?
Mm-hmm.
Fish Don't Fry in the Kitchen? Since I was a kid, I thought it was Fish Don't Fry with the Chicken. I always thought, well, who the hell would do that?
Mystery solved.
So you had an epiphany today. Like, they're not frying fish with chicken.
You know, you're not wrong. I wouldn't fry fish in the same oil I fry my chicken.
Dwayne, I'm glad we cleared that up for you, man.
I appreciate it.
Fish don't fry with the chicken.
That's all I'm going to hear now. All right, your question. Who wrote the Twilight book series?
Oh, I'm not into that.
Neither am I, bro.
I don't know. Ruth Davis, I don't know.
Ruth Davis.
Thanks for at least taking a shot.
I appreciate that. Any guesses?
Was it Stephanie Meyer?
It is Stephanie Meyer, the sister of Oscar.
I act like I don't know.
I know you're acting like you don't know.
Way to cover it up, Mike.
Right. Come on, man.
Oh, Stephanie Meyer?
Is that her name?
Stephanie Meyer.
Where you been all day, Mike?
You know, here and there. I'm just working from home.
Okay.
Nothing vague about that.
Right.
Nothing at all.
Is that how you respond to, where have you been, Michael? You know, babe, just here and there.
Here and there, babe.
Officer asks, where are you going? I don't know.
Surprisingly, it works.
Yeah, for you. All right.
Exactly.
Your question, Atticus Finch is the name of the narrator's father in what classic novel?
That is To Kill a Mockingbird.
You got it.
Boom. The story of Gregory Peck.
Head Chef is coming up. We've got foods at the World Cup stadiums around North America with Ted's meat and potatoes. And we've got your emails on the way next to the Men's Room at KISW.com.